US military is pushing to build more than $250 million worth of naval facilities in Australia's top end in a move that's likely to raise tensions with China. The proposed spending is contained in draft defence legislation tabled in Congress last month, but few other details are available. Here's defence correspondent Andrew Green.
Over the weekend, Exercise Talisman Sabre came to an end at a closing ceremony in Brisbane. This year's joint military training with the United States coincided with news the number of Marines deployed to Northern Australia has now reached 2,500. Just before this month's War Games got underway, AM revealed secret planning had also begun for a new port facility outside Darwin, which could eventually help accommodate the large American contingent. Although the US Army's visiting Major General Ron Clark had not been keen to discuss the idea.
I'm not at liberty to answer that question at this time.
Senior government officials insist the commercial proposal for the Glide Point area, 40 kilometres from Darwin, is still being examined. But the Defence Department maintains it has no plans for the development of a new naval facility in the Northern Territory. It's an idea that also caught the Northern Territory's Chief Minister, Michael Gunner, by surprise last month.
There's no plans for Glide Point that have been forecast by anyone.
Now, AM has uncovered a US military bid to spend more than $300 million on naval construction in the top end. The proposed spending is contained in the US Senate's annual defence legislation, tabled in June. No other details of the project are provided, and Australia's Defence Department is saying little. In a statement, it's told AM,
"It is still progressing through the US Congress and must be reconciled with the House version before it is finalised. It is not yet approved. We expect the US Department of Defence will provide details of the funding in accordance with its processes and timelines following consideration and approval within the United States government."
In 2015, Washington expressed disappointment that Chinese company Landbridge was awarded a 99-year lease of Darwin's existing port. But government sources concede Beijing is also likely to be angered by any new maritime facility which could be used by American personnel. The US Embassy in Canberra has not responded to requests for comment.
Andrew Green reporting there.